Bank of Cardiff, this is Lina. How can I help you?
Lina, good morning. This is Angel Fernandez. You were trying to call
me.
Oh,
yeah. Hi, Angel. Yes,
hi.
I tried to call you.
I had left my phone in the car. I didn't realize that I didn't have it. And I saw the missed call. Yes.
No problem. Angel, I have a couple of questions. You told me you are planning to replace the equipment, right?
Either replace it or upgrade it.
Okay, so you don't know if you're going to replace it.
Well, this is the deal. If they can come in and replace the boards and things like that, we can do an upgrade on the equipment, or we can replace it. So I'm trying.
Okay, you're trying to get funds for it. Okay, Angel, which equipment are you going to upgrade or replace?
The pumps. The pumps outside.
On the side, gas
pumps,
which are above.
Pumps. Yeah,
which
those big bars. Go ahead.
The ones which are like stations above the ground.
The station. Yeah, you know when you go and buy gas, those are filling pumps that you go in, you put your credit card and so on. That's what I'm trying. Yeah.
How many do you need to replace or upgrade?
Four, which is two sides.
Okay, and do you know how much it would be if you would buy them new?
If we buy, honestly, I haven't stopped raising it out, but they run anywhere between $22,000 to about $30,000 a piece.
And you need four of them.
Right, but see, if we win, and this is what the gentleman told me, okay? He says, listen, the gentleman that does my maintenance on the pumps.
I see.
Okay.
I see.
He says, we can do an upgrade on the section where the credit card readers go in. You know, when you go to get gas, you put your credit card in.
Yes.
He says, we can do an upgrade, and probably we'll be talking somewhere between $25,000 to $30,000 to do the eight. Size of the pumps, okay?
Okay, but this will be like a separate pieces he needs to replace in the pump?
He needs to come in and fix, yeah. They need to change the pieces and put different car readers in there.
Car readers.
So that's why he says that will be probably your best bet. And, he says, I'll get all the pieces, I'll buy everything, and for the installation, whatever you pay me. That's why I told you that it would be easier for me to try to get the amount so we can go and fix it. I don't want to go through the expense of buying whole new pumps.
I see.
Because that gets to be very expensive.
I'm trying to figure out what's the best way for you would be.
Okay, either the best way for me to be one of two choices. Either get a fixed amount, or if we qualify, like a line of credit up to $30,000. Let's assume that. Okay? Then I can use it and pay it as we need it.
What would be the easiest way? Okay. There is another way. If this gentleman, whoever he has the company or who is he, if he will give you the invoice that he installed new equipment or to your pumps, then we can do it as equipment, and it's cheaper to do it this way.
But see, that way, we're not replacing equipment.
Yeah, but you're replacing parts which are...
He's going to do it as a service. Follow what I'm saying?
I see.
And then we're going to create problems. And honestly, I don't want to go through a lie. There, we're going to replace. An inspection comes in and says, hey, you don't replace anything.
Sure.
Either one, even if it costs me a little more, I don't have a problem because it's not going to be an extreme amount.
I understand.
I mean, I don't need $100, $200. I don't need that money.
Okay. I understand. Angel.
Yeah.
Now tell me, you were shopping because I could see on the credit reports, my credit department told me, oh, they were trying to get SNAP advance or somebody's. Did you get the loan? Because if you have any loans, SNAP advance.
No, there's none. American Express, that's the one we want to deal with them. But see, American Express wanted to give me a whole big amount and take like 50% of the credit cards, and I told them no.
I see. And right now you're not looking anywhere else. I just need to
There's nothing looking around. You can check.
Okay.
If you want to wait a week,
okay,
10 days to verify it, I don't have a problem. But the deal with American Express is they want to take 50% of the daily. If you look back into the credit report, okay, we went and we did a cafeteria in the back in American Express, and I can send you all these forms, okay, that it was paid for. They gave me a loan, or I think it was 90-something, and I paid it back to them within probably 2 months. We sold the credit cards we had. And I'm not going to do that now because I don't need that now. And if I don't get it, I'm not going to improve the pumps. I don't have to do it, you know. But the way they do it is they give you, let's say, 100, and they take 50% on a daily basis. I'm not going to do that because I don't need to pay that kind of money, and I'm not going to use it.
I understand. Now tell me, so maximum you want is about 50,000, right?
I don't even have to go 50.
How much do
you need? Anywhere between 30 and 40 will do all what I need to do.
Okay. Okay, and you don't have any other loans right now? Hello, Angel? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, I'm listening.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. You don't have any other loans on your business?
No, we don't.
Now.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay. Now I understand everything. I will explain to my credit department.
Explain to them. We don't need, you know, that big of a loan. Like, no. That's why I told the people at American Express, I said, no, because I'm not going to get into that.
And you need it short term, right?
I need
it
short term. How do you normally pay them? With a credit card? How do you do it?
We have all different ways. We have many different ways. We have all kinds of loans.
Which one would you
prefer?
Well, how does the percentage work? Go ahead.
Okay, let me work on it, and I will present you with all possible options.
Go ahead and do that and call me. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.